Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock on the East Coast. This is entertainment co-host Michael Kay doing a test show. We just listened to Shelley Ran hailing from the parts where Marilyn Bennett lives, and that was her final cut on the Pretty the Series bumper for, I believe, this afternoon's web series. Webisode, so sorry. But anyways, like I said, this is a test show. I'm trying to get the music thing worked out, and I have callers, so we're going to have a good time. Hopefully, Marilyn Bennett will find her phone and call in. But right now, I do have a good friend of mine, Linda Lively, on the line. I'm going to bring her in. Linda is a good Facebook friend and a lovely person, so let's see if we can get her on the line. Good afternoon, Linda. Are you there?
Yes, Michael. Good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm very good. I'm trying this whole little test thing. So I think what we're going to do today is just have a chit-chat, and then I'm going to play some music and see if I can work all this crap out. But anyways, how was your weekend?
Just fine. How was yours?
It was good. It was very cold here, and I was very cooped in the house with Steve all weekend. And as you can see, he's been posting on Facebook almost up to the minute. So my weekend was good. It was relaxing, but a little screwy. And I'm happy it's over, so I'm happy. I'm happy Monday's here, but
you had cabin fever, huh?
Yeah, I got a little cabin fever, and I got a little Facebook paranoia last night. So it's one of those things where, like, I know I have to get back to the gym and leave the house, otherwise I'm going to crawl the walls.
That's right. Have you been to the gym?
Oh, yes. I ran there this morning, and then I did all my errands, and I feel much better. I feel like my brain is actually screwed on tighter, and it's a good feeling, you know.
Tighter and not backwards.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Linda, I'm going to go ahead and play a little song by JR Acoustic. Let's see if this goes ahead and works out.
Okay.
JR Acoustic, he's a member of the American Vocal Academy out of Florida. We had Jacqueline Jackson last week, and let's give him a listen, shall we?
Okay, sure.
Think of
That was J.R. Acoustic from the American Vocal Academy out of Florida. How did that sound?
Well, is it supposed to sound a little scratchy?
Yeah, kind of. Does it sound scratchy from your end?
A little bit, uh-huh.
Okay, little. Good to know. Is there reverb problems coming out of the, do you hear any reverb?
No, really, not really any reverb, but it just sound like playing a scratchy record. It's the only way I can describe it. Worn out.
Okay.
Kind
of
had a...
That could be the MP3.
Grainy.
That could be the MP3 then.
Might be.
Okay. That's good to know. Let me get my pen here. Got it. I'm going to write that down. Grainy. It's the same thing.
Okay. I don't know. Grainy is the best way to describe it, but...
Yeah.
It just didn't sound sharp.
I like a good old recording though. Like back in, I was listening to Barbara Streisand's very first recording back in 1955, and how it basically sounds like the needle jumps and everything like that. It's got a lot of character to it. But I'm pretty sure JR doesn't want to have his music sound grainy or scratchy. That's for sure.
No, not in this day and age.
No,
that's for sure. He probably doesn't.
So Linda, tell me
that.
How long have you
Go
been
ahead.
On Facebook, Linda? No problem. We're just chatting.
Let's see. Maybe almost 2 years now?
Really?
A year and a half? Yeah. I tried it maybe a year before that. Logged on and took a look at it. And didn't see anybody and wasn't very interested. So it took my cousin talking me into trying it again. And I'm glad he did. It's
Cousin Colin?
A whole different world. Cousin Colin, yes. Yes, Cousin
well,
Colin.
Well, without him, we would not have met.
I know. He's our...
Yeah.
He played Cupid for us in an odd way.
Absolutely. Bringing friends together on Facebook, that's for
that's
sure.
That's right. Yes, he did.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are your plans for... how's your mother doing?
She's doing a little bit better. She's still in the hospital. They can't quite figure out what's creating the problem she has, but all her tests are coming back good, which that's a good sign. Her blood works good. Her heart sounds good, nice and strong. So they just can't find out the source of her main issue she's having right now. So... they're going to try to keep her there until they do. But of course,
what is
the
main
issue
she's having now?
Well, you know, we talked about it on Facebook.
I know, I was probably drunk, but I forgot, though.
Starts with a D.
Oh, I understand, yes. That exit strategy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, the big D. That's what's going on.
You're driving up there in the morning?
I'm going to try to leave tomorrow, if not tomorrow, first thing Wednesday.
Wow.
I'm hoping they'll let her out of the hospital. The sooner she stays at her age, the more risk there is for her to catch all the germs floating around there. So,
yeah.
But my sister's there, and she has caregivers that stay at the hospital with her. So she's not by herself, which is great.
Good. Are you going to be up there for Thanksgiving then?
We'll probably stay home for Thanksgiving. We'll go back up for Christmas. I'll probably be back, and then I'm back again for Christmas. Just really depends on how she's doing.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard at this age. Everything's, something as simple as that is a major issue right now. But she's eating. Thank goodness she has an appetite. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, send our love when you get there and everything. So
I will.
I don't like bad things to happen to good people.
Well, me neither. Yeah, it's been a long, long road. Long road. But
wow.
I had planned on going last week, but I had got a flu shot on Friday, and I evidently had a bad reaction to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So
wow, what happened?
It's hindered me from leaving. Nausea, the other thing. You can't travel when you're like
that. It's a very popular ailment.
It seems to be, or maybe it's just sympathy.
Yeah.
Might just
it
be
could
sympathy.
Be. It could be sympathetic D's, that's for sure.
Yeah. So are we going to be rebroadcast?
Are we going to be with
some
sort? Are we
going to be able to listen back?
Yep, absolutely. Only the ones who actually know this is going on, you, me, Victoria, and Marilyn. Actually, I was hoping Cheryl would have been around, too, but I know she's working today. But we'll do a couple of these just to make sure that I can get the flow happening and make sure I don't use the word wow 9,000 times like I've been hearing back in some of my shows. So that's a fantastic thing. Anyways, if you're just... No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I said, sometimes it's hard to find other words. We need to pull a thesaurus out of
something. I know, absolutely.
Like,
I need to put the word.
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just like that. If you're just tuning in, everybody, this is Michael Kay for Entertainment Co-Host and Home with Victoria. Now what I'm supposed to do is remind you of the show and go to the chat room and thank all of our chat listeners who include you and me. And I can hear your dog in the background, so that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back onto the main switchboard. And how about a little thing from Joshua Stedman, Linda?
That sounds wonderful.
All right. Everybody, Joshua Stedman from the American Vocal Academy in Florida.
Joshua.
Oh, what did I say?
Sorry.
That's okay. Did I say Joshua?
You said it.
from the American Vocal Academy releasing his debut album called Untangled. Linda, I do believe we have a caller, and I think it's Miss Marilyn. Let's go ahead and double check.
Oh, really? Are you there?
Hello, is this Marilyn?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, we can hear you. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Marilyn.
It took a while for me to get in this, get logged in. That happened just about every week.
Really?
Trouble with logging into the chat and everything?
I just got into the chat. I got into the chat easily. I had trouble getting logged in on the site, but that just that happens frequently.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's clear.
You're
very
clear.
You're very clear.
Marilyn, do you log on through Facebook? Because that is, you can do it in a snap.
No, because it tells me that I'm not signed up to log in through Facebook. So I have to go to Blog Talk Radio, go up to my sign-in, and get in. And sometimes, I think I've heard everybody say they have sometimes have trouble getting in that way. But I'm here.
Really. Yeah. But you're
here. I'll mention this to Victoria.
What, honey?
Yes, we're all here in one room. I'm so very happy. Yeah. It's like
hey.
A big call. I wish we could all have a glass of vino.
Do I hear Victoria?
I thought
no,
I did,
she's
though.
Actually, she's at a store or doing something.
Oh,
she's
okay. We're testing this out. Who is the guest?
Right.
1648.
That's what I was wondering. Is that you?
I have no idea. Welcome, guest 1644.
We had it. Yeah, well, we had a guest 1644, but they logged out. Now we have a guest 1648.
It's probably just someone.
Victoria.
Yes, and they probably just skip. A lot of people just sit all day and skip through radio stations.
Yeah,
I wish I had
true.
This true. Would take the time to. That could be. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
We're here, and I guess I could go in there to the kitchen and get some of that homemade. Grape wine.
Well, I think maybe you should. Did you happen to hear? Oh, you didn't hear Shelley Wren at the top of the half hour?
No.
Well, let's just go ahead and give it a listen, everybody. And you know what? Don't tell Steve Silverman we're doing this because I don't think he put up season episode 2 yet of Pretty. So we're kind of cheating. Well, I know he has, and I know that she's actually supposed to be the bumper today for this episode.
Yes,
so
it's
kind of,
isn't it?
We're just a few hours ahead of time. But anyways, yeah, we'll give a listen to Shelley Wren singing the Gumdrop song.
Oh, my gosh. She is incredible. It is so 5,000 times better than the song he did have on there. That is so great.
Isn't that good?
I like what he's doing by introducing the little indie bands, though, at the end of each episode to kind of give everybody a little shot in the show and stuff. What do you think about having Joan Van Ark on?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe that. And then who? Linda Carter? He's after Linda Carter? Oh, my goodness, that's great. I loved Joan Van Ark. Linda Carter, oh, my goodness.
And Lindsay
Greer.
Wagner. Oh, that would be a good one, too, Pam Greer. Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure about, Joan Van Ark.
that is amazing what Shelley did with that song.
Yeah. And,
but see, you've got
Howard. Ahead.
Howard
Pardon
has,
me?
Howard, her husband, has done this for years. He's played with all the top people. And so he really knows what he's doing, but she's got an incredible voice. It's been a while since we went to El Chico's to hear her. Of course, Calhoun's is like 4 minutes from us, But we're going to take Connor down one Friday night to hear at El Chico's. He'll think that's cool because she'll let him stand up there with her. And she'll sing him a song.
Yeah, she went ahead and sent me an email. She was thinking of actually coming up near the Delaware Way, and she was looking for venues. And I suggested the Wilmington Opera House, where Steve and I actually saw Nora Jones there. But we really don't have anything like El Chico's or Calhoun's up here, where it's a music venue, so to speak. Everybody's just doing this dine and dashing kind of a thing. But I think she'd be great at the Wilmington Opera House.
See, down here, everything is live music. Almost every place you go in, even Whole Foods Market has a big stage and live music. It's just music everywhere.
It's Music City.
Yeah. And it's perfect.
Not up
that's
here.
That's why people here are so laid back and good natured. And that's not every person, but it's the majority. And we have huge mega churches, and they're always full. And it's not judgmental Christianity. I was going to say,
then it's safe to go out during church time.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But this is, everything's empty on church time and church night. It's a time to go eat in the restaurants. Everybody goes to church. But we're not judgmental. It's a great place to live. Colin went down Broadway dressed that way. Nobody would pay any attention to him. They would look because not many people do. But we have a lot of street people down there who dress however they please. I mean, people just dress however they please here.
That's
not
right.
It's not unusual to see someone out in their house coat and gown with their house shoes on and a big Jaguar running in the liquor store or the Dollar General.
Or Walmart.
It's further from me, so I'm sure. They don't really much, the big cars don't shop at Walmart. They go to Goodwill, Dollar General. Because our Goodwill stores are incredible. The big stores, donate to the Goodwill and leave their tags on. Plus, you've got all this. This is a very wealthy area, and the people aren't seeing out in their clothes twice. So they wear them once, toss them to Goodwill.
Go to Goodwill on Mondays.
Our Goodwill's full every day. It's hard to get in.
Wow.
We've got a good Goodwill here, actually. It's got some pretty high-end merchandise. I was kind of shocked. You know, we got 4 minutes left here. So, Marilyn, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I hear it's Morgan coming up to visit you?
I'm going to Morgan's, not for Thanksgiving, but we are leaving this Thursday evening, late, driving halfway, going home in Friday, and coming back Monday, if all goes well and no storms in Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you have a very safe drive, that's for sure.
Yes,
have a safe trip.
It's so
good
fun
to talk to you all. It has.
It's like a conference
tons
call.
Of fun. This is a lot of fun. Absolutely. Victoria has a little bit of music up here left called Pop, so I'm hoping that is Shelley Wren's afterwards. But with 3 minutes remaining, I want to thank the two of you for coming on for the first test show. I want to do a couple more of these. We'll schedule it at times so that we can just hang out and have a little fun just to make sure that we can get a seamless product down. I kind of get anal retentive after a little while with listening back and hearing myself. So I just would like to, if you guys would like to help, I'd really appreciate it. So
I'd love to.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. I love this. Yeah.
Yes. I can see the problem where we talk over each other, though, don't we?
That's a West Virginia thing.
I know, it's a tough one, but it's more or less you just got to go ahead and feel it, because actually when you listen back in the archives, they kind of space it out a little bit better. But this show will be definitely in the archives just for you, me, and Victoria. And then tell Cheryl about it, too. She can log on and listen to it in the archives.
Oh, I'd love to have Cheryl. Yeah, I'd love to get Cheryl in there. She'd laugh.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Oh, I love this. Oh, my God. Yeah, we should do a little night thing. Love you guys, too. Thank you for joining me today.
Love
I really
Michael.
Appreciate it.
Love you, Michael. Love you, Linda.
Love you, Mayor. Love you, Michael. This has been one big love.
Oh, love you, Marilyn. Love you, Linda.
I love you,
girls, so very much.
I love you so much. So much. Love you. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everybody, that was 28 minutes of a whole bunch of fun. So, once again, this is Michael Kaye, co-host of entertainment shows here on At Home with Victoria. Victoria, if you are listening, that's fantastic. I know I love you very much, and you're the best boss lady in the world. And this is a lot of fun, and I think we can actually work with the music files a little bit better. So, once again, it's Michael Kaye for At Home with Victoria logging out. It's 2:30 now. Have a great, great Monday.